morning. You're listening to The Daily Cat, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Erica Schmidt. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on April 2nd, 2024. Here are the headlines to start your day. Due to Ryan Field's construction, Northwestern has applied for a city analysis to determine whether potentially modifying Martin Stadium to hold football games will meet existing Evanston zoning requirements. According to a March 27th city manager's report, the university wants to increase the capacity of the fields used for lacrosse and soccer to 15,000 people. City officials believe Northwestern's proposition aligns with zoning regulations. The Midwest is expected to have an onset of more rain, high winds, and thunderstorms today and tomorrow. According to the National Weather Service, strong winds between 45 and 55 miles per hour could be expected beginning around 12 p.m., particularly in the south and in northwest Indiana, where a wind advisory will be in effect from 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Did someone say donut? McDonald's has officially announced they will sell Krispy Kreme donuts at restaurants nationwide. The rollout starts in the second half of 2024, and all stores nationwide will have them by 2026. After being successful at Kentucky's test stores, McDonald's menus will see three of Krispy Kreme's most popular donuts: the original glazed donut, the chocolate iced with sprinkles donut, and the chocolate ice cream filled donut. The announcement said they will be delivered fresh to McDonald's restaurants each morning, available only during breakfast hours. Expect to grab a donut soon. For Caitlin Clark fans, the Iowa Hawkeyes won against defending national champions, the LSU Tigers, during the Elite Eight Women's Basketball Tournament of March Madness. Clark had 41 points, 12 assists, and 7 rebounds, breaking even more records in what has been a record-shattering senior season. She was named the regional's most outstanding player. The Tigers out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 54-36, but Iowa outshot LSU 46.5% to 38.6%. Next game for the Hawkeyes? Against UConn, the Portland 3 regional winner. According to data released on Monday, Venezuela is battling a record number of wildfires as the Amazon forest region is facing many droughts. Satellites registered more than 30,200 fire points in Venezuela from January to March, the highest level for that period since records started in 1999, according to Brazil's INPE research agency. Scientists blame the drought on climate change and El Niño, the natural warming of the eastern Pacific. As the climate crisis increases, many officials are preparing for the typical season they see fires. That's all for today's Daily Cat. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Erica Schmidt. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tomorrow at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnurnews.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning for another edition of The Daily Cat.